Hirsch has a machshava in this week's parsha. Towards the end of the parsha, we have the halacha of pricha, where a person who has a nega, and this person who has this nega, it then spreads over his whole body, to the halacha that he becomes tor, doesn't have the halachas of tumah saras, he's allowed back in the machana, etc. Which, of course, it seems to be very strange that this person's nega is spreading all over his body, which, if we understand the idea of the nega, represents the spiritual tumah inside of the person. Chabad Chaim says that the nega represents the spiritual tumah inside the person, which is being a chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is being let out onto the skin so it can be seen by this on the skin and remind the person that it's there and he should do tshuva. Otherwise, it just stays on the neshama. So after 120 years, it's there on the person's neshama, and that's not good for him. So it's a chesed that it comes out. But this fellow seems to have spread it all over his body, so he's like really, really, really mushkas, and the tumah is really, really terrible inside of his neshama. That's why it's spreading over his whole body, and he's considered tor. It seems to be very strange. So Hirsch says that the process of tumah, of tzaras, together with the tzaras on the body, there's a lachos of presenetzka chutz lamachana. The goal being, this will force the person to contemplate and recognize the fact that he has a problem, do tshuva, and as he does tshuva, he will correct the problem and come back into the machana. That works for somebody who is not totally bad. It works for somebody who doesn't have it. It's not, if a person is totally bad, he perceives himself as good. He has no way, he has no kelim, he has no vehicle how to bring himself back to Kedusha. So that person sending him out is not going to work. That person, what you need to do is keep him within the group. And as he works within the group and he sees the milas of people, etc., and he sees people can talk to him and work with him, they can start pointing out, you know, the things he needs to do. When they do that, so the pasuk says, as soon as you have a basar chai, so now you have some live flesh in the person. Till now it was basar meis. Basar meis, because also means it doesn't feel when you put a, the definition of basar meis, dead flesh, is you put a pin in it, it doesn't feel it. Some people, they don't feel that there's a problem. So now he has some basar chai, means now he's starting to notice he has a problem. Now the Torah says, he's tame. Now that you've got the message, now move out and go contemplate and think about it. So, I think the message that I would take out of this, beyond the obvious, is that the process doesn't always work. Sometimes the process can't always be the same. The process of tshuva, the process of correcting oneself, the process of thinking about it. Sometimes the process is going to be based on, I recognize how I need space to think it through, to work it out. I don't need a chevra, I don't need the help of the chevra, I need to walk out. That's true sometimes in a conversation with other people, I need a little bit of space to work things out. Sometimes the best way to work it out is by having somebody else explain it to me. The only thing is that, the only challenges I have is I have to listen. I have to be able to become a listener. One of the things which the Mitzvah in his process of Tahara, they put the dam on the inside the ear, in the middle section of the ear. So the Ibn Ezra says that's a siman that they remind him of the fact that he listened to Lashon Hara. Maybe according to this we could say part of the remez is it reminds him to listen to the people telling him, correcting him to do tshuva. One last thought along these lines. At the same time, the person iskutz the machana and he's contemplating and he's thinking, it doesn't mean he doesn't need a tzibur for help. The pasuk says that he specifically must call out to the tzibur and say, Tomei, Tomei, Yikra, and Chazal say, because a person cannot get himself out of a base of surim, a person cannot be mounted out of a base of surim, he needs outside help. See, even that person needs that help. Rene Machshava from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he says when the process of Tahara starts, it says, V'huvu ala Kayan. You have to bring the Mitzvah up to the Kayan. It's not that the Kayan should come down to the Mitzvah, we have to bring the Mitzvah up to the Kayan, and then from that point onwards, we can then the Kayan goes out amechus amachana. So once a person starts moving up towards the Kayan, he's in a process of correcting himself and correction, then the Kayan can reach out to him and help him also. So he has to go to chus amachana, and then he can ask other people. He has to start himself, and then he can ask other people to help him also.